This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am.
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best. So guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every moment.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Haunted houses, they're still the same, which is weird. Like, they've been the same since I was a kid. Like, I'm Freddy Krueger and I'm an axe murderer. Like, we need, like, to update the haunted house model. You know, like, imagine a haunted house where you walk into one room and all of a sudden your phone is at 3% charge. I just plugged this in. Spooky. Then you walk into a room and every person you've ever insulted online is waiting to speak with you. You know, like an ex-girlfriend, your old boss, Ed Sheeran, just random people with bones to pick.
Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. It's the wake-up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin. July.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What happened in June?
She came, she went.
This is like breaking news, by the way. Happened overnight. We came in this morning and it's on the TV. We don't know much about it, so we're just going to mention it. We'll talk about it probably at some point later, maybe during Are You Smarter Than Katie? But that guy who... was on trial for the murder of the four college students in Idaho. He's going to plead guilty.
Okay.
And
that seems about right.
But apparently he struck a plea deal to do it.
Okay.
And the victims' families are furious.
Well, so I don't blame them.
I wonder what's going on with that. So we'll dive into that more. But anyway,
I hope that his plea deal was just put me in the chair.
I'll bet it's not.
I bet it's not. But yeah.
So anyway, though, Kevin, good morning. You okay?
Yeah, good morning.
Good. Kevin and I got to walk in together.
I saw that. I was pulling up. I could see you guys on the veranda. I don't know what it's called.
It is like a veranda. Yeah. My parents were here yesterday with relatives, and they were waiting for us in the lobby. And it is, we're on a second floor. And there is like this very like southern plantation balcony that you can come out and like look down on people and be like, oh.
Oh, hello, young lady and young man.
Wasn't expecting y'all. Come on up. Yeah, so
your cousin.
What? Which one?
The one that was standing right behind you.
That's a husband of a cousin.
Oh, the husband of a cousin.
That's okay. Eddie.
He was drinking the Katie Kool-Aid yesterday.
He was. We had dinner with them last night. He loves you.
Yeah, I heard because you walked them out, and then I kind of came. We have like...
They might be listening right now, by the way.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. He was great.
They're on their way to the airport.
He was so fun.
Yeah.
But as I was going to the bathroom, you were taking him out, and we have like two ways we can get to places.
Yeah.
And I heard him... I go, oh, bye, guys. And I heard him say to your mom, I like her. She's pretty. I'm like, Eddie, you're doing everything right.
Eddie's funny. Like, when we had them Sunday over at our house for a pool party, and, you know, the deal was that, you know, I struck with my parents because they were the ones that wanted to have the pool party. Not that I didn't want to see them, but...
instead of hosting at their house. Their house is much smaller.
Right. And so they came over to our house. We have a pool. And I said, okay, you have to buy all the food and I'll make it.
That's fair.
They were like, great. So we did. We went to Costco and we bought tri-tip and we bought a bunch of food and I was making it. And I was just getting, like, we're wrapping up dinner and I walk into the kitchen and there's that Eddie guy doing our dishes.
And I like how you're saying that Eddie guy. Like, he's not your cousin's husband.
Well, it's the first time I've ever met him.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so he's great.
He's standing at the sink, and I go, Eddie, you don't have to wash our dishes. Like, Katie knows. Like, I don't mind washing dishes after a party and stuff like that. I'm like, you don't have to do that. And then my cousin looked at me, and they're like, you're not going to get him to stop doing that. Like,
bless
that's like his thing.
Bless his heart.
So anyway, yeah.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
We are going to be calling Joan. Her best friend wanted me to do this. Her friend's name is Veronica. And I am going... Joan works for a fireworks company, and 'tis the season, obviously. So our favorite conspiracy theorist, Don Quake, had the idea that he wanted to place a gigantic fireworks order for his grandson's birthday.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Fireworks, this is Joan. How can I help you?
Who is this?
This is Joan with Fireworks. Can I help you?
Joan! Oh, my name is Don Quake, and I would like to place an order.
All right, Don, what can I get for you?
All right, well, I am looking for an order for a birthday party. Do you do that, too?
We absolutely do, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm going to need a couple things answered first. The ingredients in your fireworks, they do not have any chemicals that give you vaccinations, do they?
No, sir. They definitely do not contain vaccinations.
That's a relief, because I just wanted to make sure that you're not going to poison my brain.
I absolutely promise you we are not going to poison you, sir. We are strictly for entertainment purposes.
It is my grandson's birthday, and I want to do something special for the little bastard. It's not every day that John Wayne Quake turns 1 year old. So, here's what I want. I want a real big birthday fireworks show, and I'm going to need to know exactly how much that's going to be.
Okay, did I hear you correctly? This is going to be for a one-year-old's birthday party?
Yes. I had a dream the other night when I was sleeping, and I pictured John Wayne's birthday party in a glorious tribute with fireworks, and I was so excited, I ripped my CPAP mask off, and I looked at my wife, and I said, Gloria, I got it. John Wayne's never going to forget this. This will get the kids to talk to us again.
Oh, can I make a recommendation that this not be for a one-year-old's birthday party? Small children tend to not react well to large sounds.
Are you calling my grandson a wuss?
I am absolutely not calling your grandson.
Because he's the bravest baby I've ever seen.
I wholeheartedly
I brought him with me once on a boar hunt, and we got charged by a boar that was 150 pounds if it was an ounce, and it stared us down. And I had John Wayne and a baby Bjorn, and you know what that little bastard did? He slept through the whole damn thing. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to give me these fireworks. What is your concern? The noise?
The sound is definitely number one concern for a child of that age.
Well, then give me some of those. Give me some of those quiet fireworks. The choir works. Give me some of those.
Oh. If those existed, sir, my business would grow tremendously.
Oh, you know what? You're making a good point. How about this instead? Let me buy a big order, and we'll celebrate my dog's birthday, too. I got two twin boy pit bulls. One is named Patton, and the other one is named Patton, too. Dogs love fireworks. So I'll do it for the dogs, okay? Their birthday's coming up.
Dogs also do not react well. There are recommendations out for bringing animals inside during firework displays. However, I do recommend that you maybe consider something else and hold off on a fireworks celebration.
You know what? You gave me a lot of food for thought. So, all right. Well, then one more thing, man, before I go. This is Gavin from The Wake Up Call. You're on a phone scam on 106.5 The End.
Oh, wow. That was a struggle to get through. I was really concerned.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on The Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on The Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Jake. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. So you went on a first date with a lady named Chantel. Tell us about the date.
We met actually because I'm a vendor for her restaurant, and whenever I came by, we always flirted and stuff. So when I just decided to ask her out, and we went to the dog park together, and honestly, really good date, in my opinion. Like, we were cracking each other up, and since the date, I have not heard from her. When I stop by her work, she's not there. I don't know what's going on.
That's kind of a cute date. So you just went to a dog park. You didn't go to dinner. You didn't have drinks. You didn't do anything at all?
I mean, I thought that was like a good casual first date,
yeah.
You know?
Did she have a dog or do you both have a dog?
She has a dog.
So, okay. So this is her suggestion then. Okay, cool. Well, you know how this works. We have her on hold. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to talk to her, get her side of the story, and then we're going to conference you together. We'll see if we can get a second date, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, Jake is now on hold. Let's pick up Chantel. Good morning, Chantel. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. It's Gavin and Katie, and you are actually on the second date update, and we just got done talking to Jake, and Jake said that your first date consisted of going to a dog park, which
that was cute.
Is a pretty cute idea. So he said since then, no communication. So what's going on? What's the reason?
He was really disappointing, actually, and I just don't see a reason to give him another chance.
Disappointing? Okay, like in his personality, in...
Looks?
No, she knows what he looks like.
No, he's cute. It's just, he kicked my dog away on our
date. What?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Let's get Jake back on, because that's an accusation.
It's a pretty bad one.
That's a pretty bad one, so we need to get Jake on to defend himself. Jake, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Is this true? Did you kick her dog?
No, this is, first of all, I did not kick her dog, okay? The dog was nipping at me, and I gently moved it aside with, like my leg. It's not a kick at all.
That is not at all what happened. It was a full kick.
And, you know, just her dog, guys, one of the worst dogs I've ever met in my life.
What?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around the idea that he full-on kicked your dog, and you just said nothing.
Well, I just wanted to get away from him, because if he kicks a dog, like, what else is he going to do if he's mad that I don't want to give him another date? You know what I mean? He clearly has anger management problems.
Hold on. I'm sorry. There's no kick happening, okay? Let's be clear. I moved the dog aside, because, like, what am I supposed to do? Just sit there and let this dog just, like, bite me on a date?
Did your dog bite him?
He might have, like, opened his mouth. Like, I don't...
Okay, that sounds like a dog owner that doesn't want to admit that your dog bit him.
It does sound a little bit
And
like
Jake,
that.
You're saying that the dog did bite you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to go to the hospital, but, like, the dog was biting me.
I used to have a dog that did nip at Gavin once, but it was a big dog.
Bit me in the thigh.
And it, now granted, he was, I want to say, in Raleigh's defense, bless his heart, may he sleep with the angels, he was blind and deaf on one side, and so he would do that when he got spooked.
Right, but was, you admit that he nipped me.
Yes.
And so I killed him.
No, you did not.
No, he went to a farm or something. And then
we told our kids he went to a farm in Auburn, but
you had him put down?
Yeah, Gavin, he was biting people.
Oh, I think I really believed that he went to a farm.
Well, my kids did too, until the other day I accidentally let it slip.
Oh, God.
He didn't go to a farm, Gavin.
I thought he did.
No. Okay.
Well, listen, dogs that nip, they're a problem.
And they're a-holes. And people don't like being around them. And people are going to instinctively be like, get off me.
Right. I mean, I will admit that, now again, it wasn't a full kick, but I got bit by my friend's chihuahua. Now, it was a big chihuahua. It was like the size of a watermelon. It was obese. But this dumb, fat dog definitely bit my toe when I was wearing sandals. Out of reaction, I moved my foot, and it did push the dog onto its back. That's just a reaction. Is that what happened, Jake? Was it more of a reaction?
100% is what happened.
Chantel, you do seem a little easy breezy about the fact that your dog bites people. Like, when my dog bit Gavin, I was horrified.
I mean, it's like a little nip, you know, and he's so cute. Like, I don't think it should matter, really.
No,
I don't know.
It shouldn't matter. Let your dog bite people.
Right. Regardless, too much damage has probably been done at this point to get a second date. Am I right about that, Chantel and Jake, actually?
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I initially wanted one, but, like...
Not now.
Now, I mean, this is just delusional. Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Definitely not a second date for me.
Okay. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. Feel free to keep texting in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call!
So Wake Up Call Live is in the rear view. We had it over the weekend. It was a lot of fun, and we want to thank every single person who showed up to it. The Crest Theater was packed, and we had a lot of fun doing it for you. It's not without controversy. And I don't even know if you guys are aware of any of this, but I had not one, but a few people come up to me after the show and say, Gavin, we think that part of your privates fell out at the end of the show.
Oh.
No, I didn't hear that.
No.
Yeah. I did come out on stage with no pants on at the end of the show. That is a fact.
Yeah. What shook me.
what was
going on there?
Well... The show ended with us bringing Stephanie back.
Right.
Stephanie is a train wreck, and she used to do something on the show called Hashtag Girl Problems, and Stephanie came out on stage in a tight little number that involved a very short dress, skirt. Yeah. So in order to change into the costume, I had to take my pants off. Okay. Well, then... After the show was over, that was the last thing we did. I went off so that I could change quickly to come back on stage. And I was just having a dickens of a time putting my pants back on. And I was hearing you and Kevin, and it sounded like it was awkward with you two having to stall.
Well, it's because you said, hold on, I have a surprise for you.
Yeah.
So we didn't know what that meant.
The surprise
was. Okay.
So I think until right now.
You mean Stephanie did?
I guess so.
Yes.
So until right now, I think we believe you coming back with no pants on was the surprise.
I see. Okay. And in the moment, I thought, wouldn't it be funny for Stephanie, who is a mess, to say, I have a surprise, and then just run off stage.
Oh, okay.
See, that didn't click.
Yeah.
But regardless, though, could not get my pants back on. Just, I don't know why, like, one of the pants legs was inside out, and then I tried to pull it through, and then after I pulled it through, it didn't pull through correctly, and I just could not put my leg back through it. So I said, okay, screw it, I'm just going to come back on.
Okay.
And I had a shirt on, but no pants, which is a terrible look for any man. No matter what. And I was standing there. Now, I was wearing boxer briefs.
Yeah.
But some people were saying, like, because Stephanie also had trouble crossing her legs.
Okay. Now, how could that happen in boxer briefs?
I don't know. And furthermore, how could I not feel it?
Well, I don't know. Can you feel it?
Kevin?
You can feel the breeze if it comes out.
Kevin falls out of his underwear all the time.
Yeah.
Were you told came out?
That was also up for debate.
Okay.
One person said one part, one person said one of the other two parts.
Huh.
Now, Kevin, you fall out of your underwear quite a bit.
All the time.
Do right. you?
Yes, but it's not the lower two, it's the upper one.
Okay, because so big.
Too big.
And you wear boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs, yes.
So how does it fall out?
Well, when you're walking and you're swinging, sometimes the two ends that meet, they make an open and then it
just
slips out.
Okay, so a boxer briefs, does it have the little flap open part?
Yes,
but not like a pair of boxers. It's not like a theater curtain.
Yeah, like it's crossed. So it's kind of hard.
Yes.
It's hard to come out.
I don't see how this is possible.
I don't either, right? So I should stop worrying about this.
You should, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I haven't heard anybody else say it either.
See, and this is the other part that's throwing me. Like, we have, everybody that was there took lots of pictures, which we absolutely love. And you've been tagging us, which is what we asked you to do. You're not disappointing. And we've been sharing everything that you tag us in. Some people have been blurring it
out.
That
is true.
Which is funny. I love that.
That's true. They're showing the end of the show where you're not wearing pants.
Yeah.
But they are blurring out your crotch.
Right. They're getting like little Instagram stickers and putting it over my crotch. So
no,
are they doing it to be funny?
They must be doing it to be funny. Because if somebody really had a problem with it or something like that, I got a message from somebody that was angry because they believed my boyfriend was standing too long and didn't have a seat. He did. He was just standing on the side for part of it. So if they were that angry about that, surely somebody would have been furious because your dingle dangle came out,
okay.
Right?
We're getting text messages in from people who went to Wake Up Call Live. One, Gavin was unhinged, and we love it. Okay. I mean, unhinged is not a word that you want when you're having a discussion. Did I fall out of my pants? Sounds like I did. Here's another one. The people that said that they saw something clearly drank too much at the bar. That's also,
like, I think that's the real reason.
Maybe that's also, no, there was no reliable narrator in this situation. We were all drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
Oh, well, all right. Kevin was.
I wasn't. I was fine.
Kevin was so drunk that he almost fell out of his underwear.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She is here to take you on in a battle of wit called Are You Smarter Than Katie? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, and playing today is Susie, we think from Cameron Park. We're not sure. Susie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you from Cameron Park?
Yes, I'm Trucker Hats Mom.
That's
what. Why are you saying it? Oh, Trucker Hats Mom.
Trucker Hats Mom.
Okay, let's get the backstory.
Pretty sure that you guys are from Cameron Park. You guys were at a little wake-up call live that we did a year or two ago, and we got to meet you and your son, and you guys were great. We love you
so
guys.
Well, we love you too.
Well, good. Well, thank you.
Okay, well, I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie's leaving the studio. The jackpot is $60 because we're rebuilding. And are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Great. Here we go. Question one. Brian Koberger, the guy accused of murdering those four college students in Idaho, struck a plea deal overnight and is going to plead guilty. This is outraging the families of the victims, though, because it spares him from the death penalty. What year did those murders take place? Was it 2021, 2022, or 2023?
2022.
Question two. Olivia Munn was doing an interview and said her first exposure to how mean the internet is was when she was dating actor Chris Pine. The comment sections of articles about her developed a disorder called trichotillomania, which is when someone does what to themselves?
Chew on their hair.
Okay. Question three. Netflix is going to space. They are partnering with NASA and are going to feature streams of all the documentaries that NASA has put out, but also satellite videos that NASA gets back from the satellites. Kevin, that is exciting.
Right.
Which is further away from us, Neptune or Uranus?
Uranus.
Say it again.
Uranus.
Okay. Question four. HBO Max is going to premiere the mega box office film Sinners on the 4th of July. That's pretty cool. They're also going to be the first service to ever feature the Black American Sign Language, which is an ASL with unique grammar, rhythm, and cultural nuance. I never even heard of that before. What does ASL stand for?
American Sign Language.
And question five, Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World is an actor named William Daniels. He is 98 years old, and he's been married to the same woman most of that. He just celebrated his 74th wedding anniversary with her yesterday. Holy cow. What year did they get married?
Um, 1951.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Susie, what are the big plans for today?
Door dashing as usual.
Door dashing as usual.
Can we have some?
Oh.
She has to drive all the way down to Roseville.
Where is she now?
She's probably in the Cameron Park area. Folsom, oh, Eldorado Hills, probably.
Okay.
Right? Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you already do anything interesting yet? Any fun deliveries?
Delivered booze already, like I did last time.
Booze?
Did you say booze?
Already. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's so crazy. Like, we didn't realize that, like, a big part of door dashing is in the mornings.
For alcohol.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. All right, Susie's now on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yep.
Brian Koberger, do you remember him?
Yep.
He struck a plea deal overnight, and he is going to plead guilty. And this is actually outraging the families of the victims because it will spare him from the death penalty.
Oh, I see.
He most likely is still going to get 4 consecutive life sentences, though.
So do we know why this is so upsetting for them?
Because I guess they wanted him put to death.
Well, yeah. Don't blame that.
What year did those murders take place?
Oh.
Was it 2021,
okay,
2022, or 2023?
I think 2022.
You think right.
Okay.
That's correct. Question two. Olivia Munn was doing an interview and said that her relationship with Chris Pine was terrible for her, but not because of Chris Pine, but because of all of us. The comment sections of articles about her were so bad that she developed a disorder called trichotillomania.
Okay.
Which is when someone does what to themselves?
Pulls their hair out.
Yes.
Yes.
Pulls their hair out.
You are one of those people.
I am.
Yeah.
We all are.
I wasn't.
Well, maybe not her, but we all say terrible things.
No, but I never thought she was as bad as the internet was saying. And there was never any proof that Chris Pine was saying anything bad about her either.
Yeah.
Everybody just decided she was terrible, but there was no actual, like,
I thought it went back to Channing Tatum. Something
nope,
about there Channing
was never,
Tatum.
There was never anybody, none of these boys.
Then Aaron Rodgers.
That's a different person, Kevin.
Olivia Munn?
No, that's a different
person. Olivia Munn didn't date Aaron Rodgers?
No. Oh. Look up who he...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question three. Netflix is going to space. They're partnering with NASA, and they're going to bring all of NASA's documentaries, but also the satellite video feeds, which is going to be pretty cool. Which is further away from us, Neptune or Uranus?
Neptune, because it's colder. Yeah! Now, was Neptune the one we just said it wasn't a planet? Now it is.
That's
a planet.
Pluto.
That's Pluto.
And I believe Pluto's back in the fold now, but Neptune is the one that dated Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, who dated Aaron Rodgers?
Olivia Munn.
No, she
didn't.
Dated 2014 to 2007.
Thank you, Kevin.
I don't think that's right.
Question four, HBO Max is going to premiere the mega box office success Sinners on the 4th of July.
Oh, wow.
And they're also going to be the first to ever feature the Black American Sign Language, which is a type of ASL with unique grammar, rhythm, and cultural nuance.
Okay.
Thought that was interesting. What does ASL stand for?
It stands for Aaron Rodgers dated Olivia Munn from 2014 to 2017. American Sign Language.
That is correct.
Right. I loved how she asked me to Google it and then proceeded to not believe me.
I thought we were talking about that other girl. I thought we were talking about...
Ashanti.
Nope.
Okay,
look up the other one. Cheyenne.
I'm not looking up anymore.
Yes, you
no.
are.
Shia Woodley or Woodley.
Shia
LaBeouf.
Okay, look up
about
that
Shia LaBeouf.
That's who I thought we were talking about.
Shailene Woodley.
Did I nail that one
enough.
Too?
Shailene Woodley.
You got Woodley right.
Woodley Shisei.
They were ex-fiancés.
Fiancé.
Oh.
You don't say. All right. Question five. Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
He's an actor named William Daniels. He's 98 years old.
Wow, and God bless.
He's been married to the same woman most of that time. He just celebrated his 74th wedding anniversary
bless
with her yesterday.
Hearts.
Unbelievable. What year did they get married?
Okay, please hold. We gotta borrow. It's gonna be
3 seconds.
Stop it, please.
Three.
What was the question?
What year did they get married?
1951.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowie wow.
Now.
Unbelievable. Very impressive.
Good, huh?
And Susie, final score. Are you there?
Yep.
You did good. You got three, but Katie got all five right.
Oh.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Wow.
That is crazy. We're going to have $20 in jackpot tomorrow. And Susie, what is it you want to tell us?
I'm much smarter than Katie.
I think
she
said.
Your son has a trucker hat.
Yes, your son wears a trucker
That's
hat.
That's an inside joke that most people aren't getting.
Susie,
That's
thank
why
you.
You got to come to Wake Up Call Live.
So much for calling.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We had a situation this morning. Now, Katie and I, if you've never seen us before, by the way, you can always follow us on Instagram at Gavin Wake Up Call, at Katie Wake Up Call, at Kevin Wake Up Call. But if you've never done that, Katie and I are not Asian.
Or what?
We are not Asian.
No, mm-hmm. No, not yet.
However, Kevin is.
Yes.
And I don't want to be somebody to Asian-splain Asian culture to him.
Oh.
But he said something that really confused me and Katie. We had a bottle of soy sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier today, did we have sushi? Yeah. We Morning. Wake up early. Our lunch is sometimes before you even wake
yeah,
up.
Breakfast sushi.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
So we were having breakfast sushi. And breakfast sushi gets breakfast soy sauce. And what did Kevin say, Katie?
So I went to the fridge. I got your classic glass jar of soy sauce.
Got that out the fridge?
Like you would get at any
right.
sushi restaurant.
Key, come on.
Wasay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's very little left.
Okay.
We are scraping the bottom of the barrel, but there was enough. You don't need a lot,
mm-hmm.
right? And he said, ew, you're going to have the bottom of the soy sauce? I go, yeah. He said, that's like, what did you say?
It's like backwash
it's
on
like
a bottle.
Backwash
water.
When you drink out of somebody else's bottle. I said, maybe I don't know how we're doing soy sauce.
Or maybe he doesn't know what backwash is.
No, I know what backwash is.
Explain to us what backwash is.
Backwash
first.
Is the bottom of the residue, like the leftovers. Like if you have a water bottle and there's still a little bit of water left,
yeah.
That's 90% backwash.
But what is backwash?
It's when you drink it and then it goes in your mouth, but not all of it goes down your mouth. It goes back in the bottle.
Are people, as an Asian American, drinking soy sauce out of the bottle?
They aren't, but I didn't know another term for it. It's like, you know when you have that bottom? Okay, so let's say barbecue sauce, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. It comes to the very bottom.
Right.
That's okay. probably
You're
the...
Screaming.
I'm not screaming. I'm just being passionate.
Right.
Okay.
The
okay.
barbecue sauce at the bottom has been sitting there for a while because when you pour it, it just stays at
okay,
the bottom.
All of this has been in the bottle for the exact same amount of time.
That means all the stuff is concentrated at the bottom. If you drink the concentrated,
what is concentrated?
All the salts and stuff.
So when you pour it, it doesn't mix.
Yes. I don't know. It's just a rule. Just if it gets that low, don't drink it.
No, it's okay. I started this.
Nobody's drinking it. Stop saying drink it.
You're dipping it.
Consuming.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you're just joining us, Kevin called the little bit of soy sauce at the bottom of the bottle backwash.
Yeah. Right.
And he is Asian. So we were confused, but also, and I'm just speaking for me, not Katie, I have learned a lot about Asian culture from you.
Thank you.
Hey,
as
don't
you should.
Not speak for me.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you had lots of knowledge of Asian culture.
Okay, I see. You know what? What a glass half full in.
So I have learned a lot about Asian culture from you, and I thought maybe for a split second, Katie.
Yeah. Oh, there was something we didn't know.
We were supposed to drink soy sauce right from the bottle.
Don't
do that.
What did you think?
I thought the opposite. I thought we are not supposed to drink the very end of it.
Oh, that's maybe like a good luck thing.
There's some sort of sedimentation in there.
That's what I said. Yeah, there's sedimentation.
But in real life.
But he's right. I thought maybe it may be a bad luck thing. Like take your shoes off when you come in.
You know what? It could be.
Give your ancestors an orange.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Inoki.
See, we've.
Kaniki Doka. What's the cat?
Noki cat. Kaniki
Niki.
Kaniki.
That's not my culture.
Uh-oh. Okay. But we, anyway, though, see, we listen to you.
Yes. Okay? I love that. Now listen to me about the soy sauce. No.
Give your relatives a crisp $2 bill on Lunar New Year.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
And now, also, which, by the way, Katie's gone back to eating sushi.
Yeah.
still breakfast sushi. Yes. Do we eat breakfast sushi? Yes. Does it sit out for hours? Yeah. And then we eat it still. Uh-huh. So?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But guess what we're not going to do? Drink the end of the soy sauce.
No, we are not. Go get a new one, probably the low sodium one.
Listen, beggars can't be choosers. Wow.
She had miso this morning. I'm looking out for a sister.
Still got some.
Oh, God. Might as well just drink the soy sauce bottle.
My God, you're like a giant salt lick right now.
No, I'm being very Asian. Excuse me. You would never say that to an Asian person.
No.
Wow.
We know not to miso and soy sauce.
I know better. Now I know.
When you know better, you know better.
And we call that soy sauce backwash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
So Katie has a boyfriend, and it is D-Lo from KSFM and ESPN. And we work with him. And the man's really going through it. And not just because he's dating Katie.
Whoa.
He doesn't have any kids, but now he has all the kids. And it certainly seems like it. He is getting a trial by fire. Listen to this story.
So, again, he has no biological children of his own. A 21-year-old, 16-year-old, 11-year-old, and 4-year-old have been thrust into his life. We live together. Everybody lives there except the 21-year-old. 16-year-old, she comes and goes. They dab each other up. They're having a great time. 11-year-old couldn't be more tethered to him. He can't move without her moving. The 4-year-old is trying to ruin his life. She loves him very much. But she's 4, mm-hmm. right? So as 4-year-olds do, they get daycare illnesses. And she's not been feeling so great the past couple days. And yesterday, it was just him and her. Audrey had gone to theater camp. He dropped her off. And Morgan keeps going, "I don't feel good. I don't feel
this
good."
This is the 4-year-old.
This is the 4-year-old. So he gives her she goes, "I need a bowl."
Oh.
He gives her a bowl
to
throw up in.
Not a trash can?
She said bowl. He gave her a bowl. She tried to throw up in it, couldn't throw up. Now, she said to him several times, "I have to throw up," but then never did.
Okay.
So they, all three of them, D'Lo, Audrey, Morgan, get Audrey to theater camp.
This is the 4-year-old and the 11-year-old.
Correct. He gets Morgan back to the house. Now, it is very important to understand we just bought a brand new car.
Okay.
He picked it up the night before. So putting a 4-year-old that doesn't feel very well in a brand new car, man, that is a roll the dice.
I feel like that's a more of almost like a rookie mistake.
Well, what's he going to do?
Well, there's things you can do.
Well, he gave her a bag. She had a bag. So
I can't really breathe in this thing.
Yeah, but you won't throw up in the loose.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so she says, again, I'm going to throw up. But she has said this so many times now.
Sure.
He's like, okay, baby, it's okay. Like, we'll go upstairs and whatever. She projectile vomits all over him.
On
the car?
No, they're back home now, all over his chest.
Oh my God.
Now, he has a niece and nephew. He's, you know, spent a lot of time with little kids, but never.
Not the same thing.
Never had a kid.
Niece and nephew life is barely preparation for parenthood.
Well, he is jumping into the deep end.
Yeah, he is.
So got thrown up on.
Oh, my.
Then she wasn't done. So at one point, he makes the smart decision. And this is some fast parent learning. Find a place where you can throw up where I can just clean it up later. So he's going to throw up again. He goes, "Baby, it's okay. You can just throw up." She throws up on the tile. He finally gets her to a toilet. She throws up in the toilet. And then she was kind of right as rain. But he is a beautiful, fancy man. And for the most part, even his at-home clothes are nicer than, like, what I wear to work.
Sure.
When he told me she threw up all over him, I couldn't help but laugh.
Yeah. It happens so rarely that
it happens rarely?
Yes. How often are you thrown up on?
I feel like I've been thrown up on. Now, granted, I have a whole bunch of kids.
I mean, I've got three of them.
I only have
one less than you do. I think I've only been thrown up on maybe twice.
Oh, I feel like I've been thrown up on.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe now we have the problem.
Well,
the problem's not right.
Or you're not comforting your kids enough when they're sick.
I would rather get thrown up on than have to deal with the. You're changing a diaper, and then all of a sudden that poopy diaper has fallen off onto the floor or something like that. Or you wake up in the morning to go in and wake up your baby, and they have figured out how to stick their hands in their diaper.
See, that's never happened to me.
That has happened once, and that was enough for me to chop all my kids' hands off. Well, good luck to him.
Yeah, no, he's doing great. He handled it guys, I have to tell you, I'm so proud. He handled it like a champ. His big thing was, she didn't do it in the car.
Right.
She didn't do it on the couch. She didn't do it on the carpet. And he goes, she's such a good girl.
She didn't do it in those places.
So great.
Hold on. She didn't do it in those places yet.
Uh-oh.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we've all been in a situation at some point or another where something that we ordered online needed to be returned. And then we contact the company to set up the return and they go, you know what? Just keep it. This has happened in my house more than I would like because my wife has turned our dining room into what essentially looks like a FedEx where it's just our dining room table's littered with things that still need to be returned. And apparently you need those bags when you try to return stuff.
You don't, but...
That's what she says.
Well, I've tried to explain Amazon returns to you 500 times.
Explain it to her, not me.
Okay.
I don't return things to Amazon. But regardless, though, I have always had this thought that companies that do that, how is that a good business model?
Mm.
I buy something... I just quote unquote tell you it doesn't work and you just let me keep it and get another thing in a different size or a different color or a completely different brand. How is this a sustainable business model? I'm no entrepreneur, but like it
certainly
seems,
not. You are not a manure.
It seems crazy. Well, turns out it's an incredible business model.
What?
Yes. This is new data that just came out, and it finds that it's a win-win for everybody. Companies that do it, customers see them as friendly,
absolutely,
more trustworthy,
yep.
And they are 97% more likely to buy from that company again in the future.
I get it.
What?
I would.
So
I'd be like, you're making my life easier. We're friends.
Companies that do this, they're playing the long game and it's working. Look at her. What are some companies besides Amazon that do this? Do you know of any? Like, does Target do stuff like this?
Well, Wayfair does it a lot.
They do?
Oh, you can like get a couch from Wayfair and be like, I don't even like this couch. And they'll be like, let's just keep her.
You're kidding.
No.
A couch?
My friend Amy?
Yeah?
Their couch, they got it from Wayfair. It did not fit. The schematics weren't like the same as what they said online. And they were like, hey, you said that this couch was going to be this long and it's actually this long. They're like, it's our bed. Go ahead and keep it.
What kind of business model is... Okay, what a funny goof, though.
But to pay to send it back.
I mean, I guess you have to hire movers. Like, you have to hire guys that not just drive the truck, but will actually, like, pack the old couch back in the truck.
Right.
It is a pain in the ass. Okay, all right, I get that. I understand that. Also, on the part of Wayfair, what a funny goof. Now you're stuck with a couch that you don't want and doesn't fit. But, like... Can you just sell it? Do they just sell it like on Facebook Marketplace or something?
I think they just like moved it up to their upstairs loft or whatever.
This is wild. This is wild. And how come we're not all taking advantage of this?
Well, you could only do it like once before Wayfair's, I'm sure, going to flag you.
You think?
Of course.
They keep track. If they're going to give you free product, they track.
They're doing better than we are.
Like Apple, they sometimes do that too.
Go ahead.
You call multiple times.
Say it.
You call multiple times and they're like, okay, have you done this many times?
And say what?
That my nephew has accidentally purchased something on my account.
Okay. And were you saying this before your brother had had a child for years?
I may have, but Apple may be listening, so I'm not going to confirm or deny it.
Okay.
They're absolutely listening.
Here are other companies that I just found that also do this, by the way. You're right. Wayfair, one of the top companies that does it.
Yep.
Amazon, one of the top companies that does it. Walmart tells you to keep returns. We're talking about keeping returns for free, okay? Bombas, I got to try that with Bombas, because if you ever had Bombas socks on your feet?
No, you're the only person I've ever known that has... Is
you're
so...
joking. Oh, my God. Bombas socks are incredible. They're not paying me to say this. I wish they were.
Are we all struggling with our socks as much as Gavin?
I like quality socks. I like getting rid of the seam across the toes. It just bothers me.
Okay.
Living Spaces. Another one that tells you to just keep returns. Sheen. Temu.
Both
of them tell you to keep returns. I mean, this is just nuts. But listen, the data's in, and who are we to question data? That this is a win-win for companies. So more companies need to wake up and do this, because it is only going to help you.
Yeah.
And it is only going to help you.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Benson Boone has taken over all of our lives, and I think we're all better for it. I think he seems to be pretty universally loved, right? Kevin, do you even like Benson Boone?
I love Benson Boone.
And it's not really your kind of vibe, but you like it.
Uh-huh.
And now I think I like him even more.
Okay.
He was on a show on the BBC being interviewed, and he was talking about something that he absolutely, under no circumstances, wants to ever do in his life. And I can't wait to tell you what it is. I'll let him say it.
It is one of my life goals to never run a marathon. I'm being so serious.
Never run a marathon. Listen to the rest of this.
Okay.
I hate running. I hate it. And what sucks even more is I'm good at it. So like when I go on runs with my friends, they're like, dude, you should run more. You're great at this. And I'm like, no. It is the worst.
Yeah, it is. Benson, yeah, it is.
Doesn't he run a lot at his concerts?
He's all over the stage. He gets his steps in. He's doing a lot of flips.
Yeah.
That's his thing. He does some flips.
See, this pisses me off.
Why?
As somebody that used to be a runner, started out as not a runner.
Right.
Became a runner.
Right.
Lost my ability to be a runner.
Did a half marathon. Did more than one.
Did like seven.
Yeah, you did seven half marathons?
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
We should be able to add that up to three marathons.
Thank you. I would kill for the ability to be able to like be a runner again. It was so good for my brain. It was so good for my body. I was so proud of myself that this is something that I could do.
So maybe that's the difference. You had to work for it. Benson was just given these gifts by these beautiful things that he's got by God. Maybe that's why he didn't have to earn it. You had to earn it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I when Katie was a really good runner, I was like, okay, I'm going to try running too. And I never reached the level that Katie did. But she kept trying to encourage me by saying, like, you're going to get that runner's high.
Man,
you're
going to feel it. So good.
Never got it. In fact, the longer I would run, I think the furthest I ever got was I could run 9 miles at one point. I always felt like I had the flu afterwards.
Really?
I hated it.
I felt like I was headed to the moon. I was just like, the endorphins were just woo. Like, if you didn't hold on to me, I'd float away.
What is it? Kevin, you're our correspondent for all thing runner. Athletics and fitness. So why do some people respond to running where they love it and other people respond to running where they hate it?
I don't know. I feel like the more oxygen you get in, the more happier you are. But I get a runner high because I feel proud of myself for keeping my pace and not breathing heavy and lasting longer. That's the high I get.
Right. You're a runner? You're running?
I run every day.
You run every day?
Yes, we've been over this.
No, we've been over you saying it.
So I think the last time we talked about you running on this show was when we challenged each other to a mile competition.
No, he's been years that he runs all the time.
So was that before or after the mile competition?
Way after.
Because he didn't even finish the mile.
Way after.
Yeah.
The only thing is, there's just never been any proof. There's no runkeeper post it. You don't.
My body is proof.
Well, do you have a running app?
No.
Really?
I have my fitness app, but sometimes I forget my watch at home because I run so much it gets sweaty.
Okay, when was the last time you ran? It should be in your fitness.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Yesterday I forgot my watch.
Okay, what about the day before that? Because you do it every day.
Let me see. Give me a sec. I don't like it when you poke holes.
I don't. What is there to poke holes in?
There's nothing to poke holes in.
This is a very solid.
Right.
If you're just joining us,
give me a second.
Since we have so much downtime right now, I just want to remind you, if you're just joining us, we're getting into this because Benson Boone says he hates running.
Look how flooded this is.
None of that shows me that you've been running. It just shows
you. The red circle full means I'm running.
Well, it could be. You could set your rings to anything you want.
What was the date of that? What was the last time?
Well, it's a whole, but almost every every ring is closed for the whole month.
The whole month?
Yeah.
That's great, fitness.
But you can set your rings to be anything you want.
I don't set mine for a low bar.
Let me see your
give
watch.
Me a second.
Wow, there's a lot of seconds being given.
What do I push to show you my goals?
Kevin, do you want to do another mile competition?
We can.
Do you want to race for another mile? Because the last time...
Well, wait, at this point, let's not go for speed. Let's go for distance.
Okay.
Okay, I'm down.
How far do you run?
I run as far as I want.
No, okay, well, how far is that?
I feel the vibes.
He doesn't have an app, and he uses his watch.
No, that's not why.
Oh.
It's because I like to, you know, ask my body when it's ready.
Okay, when it's ready to do what?
To, like, stop.
Okay, and how, but what? You don't.
Usually it's like a mile and a half, too.
Okay.
It's doable for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you want to do it?
Yes, I already said the challenge is on.
When do you want to do it?
Whenever you want.
Okay, hold on, though.
Get ready to be demand.
I don't know what that means.
I think he's saying he's going to emasculate you.
Yes!
I speak Kevin.
Yes!
Okay, here's the thing, though. He's going to want you to run on a treadmill. You run outside.
Yeah, it's different, but so you know what? I could play in his field, too.
Wow.
Because, you know, I'm an all-around runner.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
Well, let me get back with my friends at Orange Theory Fitness.
Oh, and your friends at Orange Theory.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have two side-by-side treadmills that I don't know about
let
in your house?
Let me ask my run club friends.
Oh, now he's got run club
friends.
What are
their names?
Stephanie and Tiffany.
Can we see?
It's a whole club?
No.
That's three
it's
people.
It's the only two that I run with.
Okay.
They give me motivation. Uh-huh. One's in the front, one's in the back.
You know what? I'm going to put the ball in your court.
Good.
And you tell me and wake up call listeners and Katie when you're ready for...
I'm ready right now. Bet.
When are we doing it?
You pick a date. You're the busy one.
Today.
Today I'm busy.
He's got to run.
I hate all of you.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.